Governor Dana Malloy says Connecticut is leading the nation in prison reform. He spoke at a Reimagining Prison conference and focused on a program at the Cheshire Correctional Institute that provides a less restrictive environment for young male offenders. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Malloy told participants at the conference that he's championed criminal justice reform ever since he became Connecticut governor in 2011.
I understood that you know, prison was where opportunity ended, and I wanted to make us change that dynamic so that prison is the opportunity to save people.
He says he implemented the idea of a less restrictive prison environment for young offenders after visiting such a facility in Germany 2 years ago.
There are things that we can do along the lines of what's done in Germany, where they have job training programs that immediately lead to a job placement while, in many cases, while you're still incarcerated. And you leave the campus and you work as a chef or you work in one of the other fields. And then you come back and you're there for the night.
The highlight of the conference was a simulcast discussion with incarcerated young men and correctional staff at the TRU program at the Cheshire facility. Jermaine Young is one of the longer-serving inmates who mentor younger inmates in the program. He says inmates in the program are often permitted outside their cells for up to 16 hours a day. Young says this helps to humanize the prison environment.
Inmates have been conditioned to look at staff a certain way, and staff have been conditioned to look at inmates a certain way. So to break that barrier, it takes time. I think we built that culture over there in a TRU unit, not with everybody, but the majority of folk, we built that culture. So my vision would be that that type of culture exists throughout the whole Department of Corrections.
Young says he's hoping that a new Connecticut governor next year will continue with the program. Connecticut is also leading the nation in the rate of reduction of its prison population. It's projected that by next year, the state's prison population will be about half of its all-time high of 20,000 inmates in 2008. Ebong Udama, WSH News.